did, which meant that we had to prepare more devotions than we expected. And beginning with that, God just showed himself to be everything that I needed that week. Each day in my personal devotions, God gave me a verse of encouragement and just showed me what he wanted to do that day and how he was going to work. And he did work. We're going to take you through some pictures, just give you an overview. That's all the stuff we had to get down there, all our stuff, camp supplies, plus helping Rebecca and Abel move down there. And we got it all down there. Praise the Lord. That is the Dominican Republic from the air. In the next picture, you can see the dirt roads and the houses. This is how Dominicans are. When you're driving down the road on your busy highways, they have street vendors, or some of them may just come up and wash your windows and hope to get paid. That's pretty self-explanatory. All right, this is in the village of Pontemas. Those are some kids in a house near the school. We went out visiting on Saturday, passing out tracts and inviting people to church. And we don't know how much of an impact it was, but I know one man, an older man, as we were coming back to the school, I gave him a tract, and we had gone down the road a little ways, and I just happened to look back, and he had stopped what he was doing, and he was standing there reading the tract. And those are just some of the houses in the village there. That is one of the staples, salami and yuca. It's a root, kind of similar to potato, but it's not potato. It's stringy and has a different flavor. That's teaching English. We have a few pictures of our different teachers. Most of our students knew very little English, so we had three level one classes, which is like very beginning, and then we had a couple that were intermediate and only a couple that were advanced. And that was them singing in English on the video. They also learned that song in Spanish, and on our way to the water park, I know my girls were singing it as we walked along in Spanish. All right, our guys did a pretty good job of keeping the boys in line, but it was kind of hard because this is normally how they acted. We also taught them music. We had several Majesty music songs, Spanish and English, that we taught them, and then a couple of other songs. And music is one thing that will stick with them. They're going to remember these songs, and it'll stay in their minds. We also taught character. We had five different character qualities that we studied during the week. And posters with ways to demonstrate those character qualities, practical ways. That is Abel speaking to the campers. We had morning devotions each day. We also had evening devotions with our cabins. And these were some of the more important things that we did. We also had personal devotions in Spanish for the campers, and we got good reports from those. But the most important thing was the preaching of the gospel. And David was preached most of our sermons. John did some of our chapel services. Standing there on the left is Darío. He is a very fervent servant of the Lord. He translated some of David's messages, and he was also there the night that the four boys got saved and helped with the translation, and he was ecstatic with that. At the end of the week, we were able to give awards for good character and just honor them and encourage them to seek to live godly and character lives with character. At the end of camp, these two girls came up, and I was just really grateful and humble. This is the first year that I've had such good campers. these two girls were both saved, and they were both grateful and extremely thankful for all that we did, and they just shared it with us and were such a blessing during the week. These are two of your new brothers in Christ. On the left you have Brian, and on the right you have Jonathan. It's spelled differently. And these are two more, Sebastian and Frank Alexis. And Daniel will be telling you a little bit more about that. Okay, there are several people there, not just several, but quite a few, who are still unsaved. And this is really where God spoke to me the most during the week, is he really broke my heart for the unsaved campers there. This is Camila. Her mother goes to church. She attends church regularly, but she is not saved, and she knows it. This is Amelin. She's not saved either. She lives fairly close to the church, and I think she attends on occasion. And she gives in to peer pressure a lot. She hangs around with those who will pull her down. This next one is Andreina. She says that she's been saved several times, but she is unsure of her salvation, and she has no fruit in her life. This is Cheyenne, and she needs your prayers as well. She's also unsaved. We have a few boys. This is Gabrielle. And this is Dariel. And then we'd especially like you to pray for Jose Andre. He is really hard. You can see it on his face, even in this picture. His heart is hardened, and he comes from a broken family and from parents who are also hard and who scoff at the gospel. So if you don't pray for any of these other campers, I'd ask that you would especially pray for him and just put him on the top of your list. And we want to thank all of you for praying for us while we were gone and for all of your support, prayer support and financial support. We couldn't have done any of this without you. And I thank you so much, because the fruit that you saw here is your fruit.
Okay, I am very grateful to have been able to go on this trip to the Dominican Republic. It was something where God used to show me some things about myself, you know, where I am as a leader and able to lead others. And it's probably the single busiest week I've ever had in my life. And more than once, it drove me on my face before God. You know, when He brought me, you know, just for circumstances and piling up frustration and just pouring out myself and just not seeing any real fruit in response, where, you know, I had to be humble and turn to God, admit it to God. And there was encouragement. There were some that definitely admitted that God was working in their lives, and some who definitely expressed appreciation for all of the sacrifice that we poured out. And I do want to mention a couple of things. One is Joanne. The very first English camp we did down there, he got saved. You know, Justin, when he went down with us, was able to lead him to the Lord. And this year, we're seeing the continuing fruit of that. You know, throughout the week, we could definitely tell that he wants to grow in Christ. He wants to be mature in Christ and really grow. Also, I want to echo about Jose Andre. From Monday, the very first day that we actually, we just had, it was one of the morning sessions where we were in the chapel, and we wanted to get them to sit up closer to the front. So I was telling them, you know, trying to be firm, try to get them up to the front. And from that day forward, he was, you know, that's where you could definitely tell he was hard, had a bit of a resentment towards authority, and didn't like to really follow rules. You know, it's where the hardness really first came out and never really went away. So I'd appreciate if you pray for him, you know, that God would peel back that hardness and reach his heart. Hey, thank you very much.
Well, the DR was awesome, as usual. Sorry. I want to thank y'all for giving and praying for me, and especially praying for me because that was most needed. This was my first year teaching an English class, in like actually teaching it instead of helping, and I think it went well because God helped me and y'all are praying for me. And while I was there, I got to talk to this girl one-on-one about taking God's name in vain and what God's will is for her life. In case you were wondering, her name's Caroline. If you want to pray for her, as far as I know, she's saved. And it was just a great week, and I just want to thank y'all for praying for me.
Amen. This was my first year going to down to the Dominican Republic, and we had a great time, and I just wanted to thank all of y'all for y'all's support, whether it was through giving me a job opportunity or just a gift. But, you know, we really got to see God do some amazing things down there, including the four people that were saved that Wednesday night, and which I wasn't really involved in, but, I mean, it was still amazing just to see God answer prayer, that because we had gone out that night during the service, and we had gotten in, some of us had gotten in a group, and we had just prayed that night, and we didn't see anybody come forward during the service. At the end of the service or anything, but it was after the service when we had all gone to our cabins. And, you know, just to see God answer prayer there was pretty amazing. And I just want to thank you all for your support and your prayer.
The biggest thing that God taught me about that week was faith. The theme verse for Friday was Hebrews 11:6. The first part says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him." So, first thing I knew, I was going to be a cabin leader. That was going to be challenging, but I knew that last year, the cabin I'd be in charge of, those younger boys, I knew the younger boys last year were the best behaved. This year, I knew that my cabin was going to be the best behaved, and I only had 5 guys. Next time I looked, I had 10. And they weren't well behaved. So, Sunday night, I prayed, "Lord, I can't do this for a whole week. I need you to give me patience and wisdom for the whole week." And during that week, I saw God answering that prayer. Then on Tuesday, David preached a great salvation message. We had an invitation with no results. In the cabin that night, I did another invitation to salvation, and there were still no results. That night, I was thinking, this is going to be the first time we've been there without anybody coming to Christ. But despite my unbelief, God still chose to work. On Wednesday, in the evening service, the 4th of July, we did a drama about salvation. David preached a good message. Then approximately 10 minutes before the service ended, Timothy came up to me and Levi and asked, "Do you want to pray for the service?" So we went outside, we prayed. We could feel God in those prayers. He was with us. We asked that He would show His work, that He would push Satan out of the way. Still, no one came forward at the invitation. But God had given me the faith that He was going to work. So that night, during the cabin devotions, we had a short testimony time, and then I asked, "Who wants to talk to a leader about salvation?" 2 raised their hands. So right here, I'm rejoicing inside. So they go outside with the leaders. 2 minutes later, another says, "I've got to go out there with them." So I'm rejoicing even more. And then I'm getting ready for bed, about to get in bed, and then this is about 5 or 10 minutes later, one more says, "I've got to go out there." And all 4 of them accepted Jesus as their Savior.
Amen.
Best Independence Day that they will ever have. And God, I got to see firsthand the power of God and prayer. That was a real big blessing to me.
Amen.
Still, I'm not that short. I'll just thank God for supplying the money for me to go, because I had a very great time down there. And they had a lot of different foods. Some of it was good. Some of it, challenge you, never try. But I just want to thank y'all and the Lord for supporting me and praying for me, because I needed it down there. And I just want to thank y'all for supplying the money and everything else.
Okay, it's been a great night here, and you know, between Matt and Casey's prayer time and the NGM report, it's just awesome. It's incredible. There was a verse that I was going to close with, but I'm going to read it first. And I just echo Paul's words. I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. And I think of New York and Maine and Wisconsin and China, the Dominican Republic, and who knows where else. And that's the price of revival, Pastor, is people going out and doing that. And we're just so thankful to y'all for your prayers. And I just want to give a special thanks to Miss Elizabeth for being our cheerleader and just pushing this all the way through and helping us. And this was the best trip we've ever had as far as the least amount of stress. I mean, God obviously was in it all the way from beginning to end. And he's not through yet. He is not finished yet. You know, we left Rebecca and Abel down there. They're continuing the work. And just we're just excited about what God's going to continue doing down there. So often you count success by the number of souls saved, by the harvest. And one of the Dominicans down there pulled me aside and he said, it's not the harvest, he says the seeds that are planted. So many of us are called to plant seeds, and seeds have been planted in just an amazing way. On our flight down to the Dominican, there was another mission team on their way to Santo Domingo. They're actually going to be working out of the church where Abel works. And they were going to do construction on the new church plant, because that church is very active in planting churches around the Dominican. And I was just thinking to myself how easy that would be. Just go and serve the Lord. Apply yourself to bricks and mortar every day in the work of the Lord and in His name. No lessons to write. No feeding 60 extra people. No crafts to prepare. No character lessons to teach. No discipline problems. No gum in your hair at night. No getting tied to the bedpost. But also no seed planted, no harvest seen, and no sharing and tearing of our hearts. So I wouldn't trade all the sacrifice and preparation that we've had for the past 6 months for that. And you can tell from the testimonies of our leaders here, I mean, they were broken and spilled out. Used up everything that they had and everything that the Lord had to give them. But we left a part of ourselves down there. We left our hearts with those kids. And we just pray ask that you would continue to pray for those that were pictured and those that weren't pictured. That as we continue to seek God's will in that community, that he would bring many more to salvation through the seeds that were planted and allow the discipleship to go forth. And we just bless in his glorious name for this. Thank you.